That was Christopher Gascon, Chief of Mission for the International Organization for Migration in Mexico City. He was telling us about the group's voluntary return program for migrants who choose to leave Tijuana to go back home. Immigrant workers played a big role in the Marriott hotel strike that ended recently. It was the largest hotel strike in U.S. history. 8,000 employees at Marriott hotels throughout the country were demanding safer working conditions and better pay. The new contracts vary from location to location, but there's one line in the contract for Boston's Marriott employees that stands out. It's a 5-year job guarantee for immigrant workers whose protected status is revoked by the government. Rosario Camara is a banquet server at the Westin Waterfront Hotel here in Boston, which is part of the Marriott chain. She's also a member of the labor union Unite Here. She says the new contract offers undocumented immigrants a sense of security.
It means that the people in my community will feel that they can exercise their rights without having any more fear. Under the Trump administration, many employees who were from Central America and were in constant fear that their permits would not be renewed. This had been a promise from President Trump.
So what is this new agreement offer you and the other employees around immigration issues that the previous agreement didn't?
In our previous contract, we had 5 days per year to take off from work without pay so that we could update our immigration status.
So these were sort of personal days that were offered to you, 5 of them, specifically to deal with immigration issues?
Yes, per year. And now it's a leave of absence, basically. You're allowed a leave of absence of up to 5 years to complete whatever proceedings you need to and legalize your status and then come back to work and be back at the same position you left. You know, the process could take years. It's quite unknown. And having 5 years and to be able to go back and be put in the same position with the same seniority rights, it is huge.
Will this affect you?
Not personally, but I have been in their shoes before. I have been briefly undocumented. I am now a U.S. citizen, but I see their faces every day and I see the fear in their faces.
And where are you from, Rosario?
Originally from Lima, Peru, and I immigrated to the United States when I was 20 years old.
This 5-year job guarantee for undocumented workers whose protected status is revoked, does it apply to all Marriott-owned hotels or just those in Boston?
All the Marriott Union properties.
What do you say to people who say, why is this hotel chain giving people who are undocumented all this protection?
What do I say? Well, I have been working for the hotel industry for a long time. And in each hotel, you find people from all over the world, from all walks of life. And that's mainly the essence of each hotel.
What you're saying is actually the fact that hotels and the whole hospitality industry itself relies on immigrants, many of them who are undocumented. But until now, until this contract, at least with Marriott, they offered them no protection.
Yes, exactly.
Have any of your coworkers directly benefited from this new agreement?
Yes. There are a number of employees who work in my hotel, and they told me directly, I am afraid that if I vote to go on strike, the employer might just fire me. Or that I know that I might be able to work just until next year, and I might as well just continue working because I know that I'm going to have to leave this country.
When you return to work, what will you have that you didn't have before in terms of wages or benefits?
As soon as you enter the hotel, you generally are greeted by a doorman and bellman. And the industry has changed ever since there's Uber and there's a lot of automation and their income has decreased. Even though there are tipped employees, they don't get tips anymore. So what has changed is that their hourly rate has increased greatly. So if the tips are very low, at least they will have a better paycheck every week. We were determined to gain benefits for all departments. This contract was not going to leave anybody behind. Each department within the hotel gained something.
Rosario Camara is in banquet service at the Westin Waterfront Hotel here in Boston. It's a Marriott-owned hotel. Thank you so much for speaking with me, Rosario.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime.